This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
From deep in the heart of Houston, Texas, welcome to Riding with the Window Down, a show about life, a show about fun, a show about good times. And now, here's your host, the Sea Dog, Chris Daly.
Hey, welcome back to Riding with the Window Down. I'm your host, Chris Daly. In fact, I should probably change the name from Riding with the Window Down to Riding with the Top Down, since, it's a little more applicable to what I'm driving right now. But that's neither here nor there. It's been a busy couple weeks, and it's not going to slow down anytime soon. As far as what's been going on, I was in Houston the last couple days. I don't know. It seems like I'm in Houston as much as I'm in, where am I? San Marcos. But I do tend to get around a little bit. But yeah, I was in actually the Woodlands, not Houston. I was up at the Woodlands Resort and Conference Center doing a two-day video shoot. Sneed was there. Postma was there. Weedy was there. Had plenty of good talented people there to assist, which kind of allowed me to go off and get distracted on some other things. Some of it work related, some of it not so much. I did get a marketing piece I've been working on for quite a while. I did get that finished, and that was kind of cool. But the distraction really kind of took the shape of my connectivity, where I spent a whole lot of time on the phone with people and text messaging, instant messaging, stuff like that. And it's funny because when I was explaining to Dave who it was that I was texting and talking to, we were driving in the car to see Star Trek, because we had a big gap in the middle of the second day between what we were filming. So we thought, hey, let's go. You know, the Woodlands Mall was 2 miles away, a half a mile away, something like that. So we're driving in the car. I'm explaining who it was I was talking to. As he's rolling down the window, he goes, hey, let me borrow your phone for a minute. And it's kind of an inside joke that, you know, he was going to toss it. And that was his line the whole rest of the next couple days. Every time he saw me on it, he would be, hey, let me borrow your phone for a minute. But I tend to think it's because he was trying to protect me from myself. And, I don't know. I'm just going to say I obviously turned him down on that offer. I'll tell you what, we had a really good time, though. It was a good shoot. It's for a company that I really enjoy working with. Great to see them. We see them a couple times a year. We shoot stuff for them, some other stuff as well. And it was a lot of fun. Of course, it was a fun place to be. A couple of fun days. Got some more fun coming up. I'll tell you more about that after this song.
I've known that you've had your doubts. You lose sleep because you think about just where you belong in this great big world. Somewhere between the start and the finish line. You're in and out of time. That's where you belong. Bang!
chance to run. Here's a chance to run with them.
Yes, I do. I do believe. Anyway, some other fun stuff coming up. 7-on-7 football starts this weekend. Now, 7-on-7, it's an interesting beast. It's really flag football where you just have the quarterbacks, the backs, the defensive backs, stuff like that. You don't have the linemen. And it's organized, though. It's organized. It involves Texas high school football students who are part of the football team during the season, and this gives them a chance to work together and to perfect passing routes and defensive coverages, things like that. It's basically a way to get around the fact that the UIL won't let them officially practice in pads all summer long, so they created this thing. And it's actually changed Texas football over the last dozen years. It's taken it from being the place in the nation where the best running backs come from to the place in the nation where the best quarterbacks, receivers, defensive backs, etc. come from. So Texas has become quite the passing state. And I tell you, this to me is kind of like the key. This to me is when the season really starts for us. We have a very little off season, luckily. The season ends with the state championships right around Christmas, and then we have a couple months where there's really not much going on. There's some college recruiting, some coaching changes, some movement, stuff like that that goes on, but luckily it's not that long. 7-on-7 tells me we're ready to play some football, and this is all going to culminate in College Station at the 7-on-7 state championships, and that's, I believe, July 10th, 11th, somewhere around there. Can't remember, but that leaves us about a month after that before they actually start playing 11-man regular football. During that time, they'll be having two-a-days. They'll be having practices. We'll be analyzing the whole state, kind of picking out who's going to be good teams, who's going to be people to watch, stuff like that. So, yeah, so life is about to get a whole lot more busy, and my car is going to get a whole lot more miles. All right, well, this is the moment a lot of you have probably been waiting for, because, I did in the title make it known that it's going to be a real man moment. And if you know anything from the history of this podcast, real man moment is a pretty fun segment. So let's do it.
He's been called a cowboy and a lumberjack, a man's man and a hard ass. But never has he been referred to as a metrosexual. This straight guy doesn't need a queer eye. It's Chris Daly's Real Man Moment. Now listen up before I have to kick somebody's ass.
All right, ladies, this Real Man Moment is for you. One of my frustrations with the intergender communication is the games, the subtlety, the subtext, and women in particular. There is just way too much subtext in everything you say. I mean, we men are pretty basic creatures if you think about it. I mean, we have a few needs in life. We eat, we sleep, we do other things, but we're pretty basic. But I don't care how smart we are. We may be, you know, the smartest guys ever, but we all go full retard when dealing with women. And your hints do not really help in that regard. You may think you're saying just mountains of information. You're just sharing all this thought with us. But if you're not being plain, we're not getting it. The hints just don't do it. And if you're lucky enough to get it through our heads that you are hinting at something, well, you can bet that we're completely getting it wrong. Your hints are going to be totally lost on us because we're assuming you're talking about something completely different. So do us both a favor and just say exactly what you're thinking. It makes things so much easier. Because we're pretty good generally at following directions. I mean, you tell us, hey, dude, go over here, kill this animal, bring it home for dinner. Pick up this heavy thing, you know, kill this slimy thing, whatever. We can follow those directions. You just got to put it out there for us. You just have to be plain. And hey, don't worry about getting mixed messages from us. I mean, men are also not very good at being subtle. Our idea of a subtle message is, hey, I think we should kiss now. Usually accompanied by grabbing you and pulling you close. That's when we're being subtle. I mean, you know, that's it. That's as subtle as we get. I don't know. In closing, let me say that life's too short for games. It's too short for hints. And I know it's a big risk, but it's a risk worth taking. And ladies, please throw us a bone and try using plain English when telling us what our role should be. We can follow direction, but you gotta tell us what direction to follow. Nice. Well, there you go. I know I'm not going to change thousands of years of intergender communication overnight, but you got to start somewhere, right? All right. I want to thank you all for joining me and look forward to hearing some of your thoughts. You can call the voicemail line at 713-568-6361. That's 713-568-6361. Leave a voicemail there and I'll probably play it out on a future show, or you can just shoot me an email, grab me online, grab me in the hallway, Facebook, wherever, you name it, I'm out there. Well, until next time, I'm Chris Daly, reminding you to keep it real.